But first today, Australia's Prime Minister has announced that he's taking the issue of internet regulation to the G20 to forge a global agreement. This coincides with investigators of the Christchurch killings warning online sites that they need to hand over material relevant to the investigation. And the New Zealand Privacy Commissioner says social media platform Facebook violated the country's law by failing to stop the live streaming of the mosque shootings. Sarah White reports.
Questions are being directed at social media sites like Facebook, Twitter and YouTube on how videos of the New Zealand killings were so quickly disseminated around the world. Within the first 24 hours of the attack, Facebook says it removed 1.5 million videos showing the carnage. But that's not been enough for New Zealand authorities. The country's Privacy Commissioner, John Edwards, says the media giant violated New Zealand law by failing to stop the gunman from live-streaming the mass murder.
They've enabled a service that had this completely predictable risk associated with it. They've given us assurances that there are mechanisms to address that risk, and those have failed.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has also joined the chorus of condemnation against Facebook, saying the time of the internet being an ungoverned space is over. He's taking the issue straight to the G20 for a global agreement for greater internet regulation.
Australia can take action in this area, and we're looking at some practical proposals in this area right now. But for those actions to have, I think, have greater impact on social media companies and the technology companies, it has to be done in concert with other big economies around the world.
And Mr. Morrison says if the platform can use algorithms to advertise to its users, surely it can prevent horrific videos being broadcast.
These social media companies have built this technology. They've created these capabilities. And in the overwhelming majority of cases, they're available for peaceful and happy purposes. But we do know that they can be used and weaponised by terrorists of any description.
Security experts say they've noticed communities of far-right extremists are growing online. Friday's massacre marked the third time that Facebook has been used to broadcast videos of a murder. In 2015, a US gunman uploaded a video that showed him shooting two television journalists in the news station. Then, 2 years later, another armed man posted a video of fatally shooting a bystander in Cleveland, then went on Facebook Live to talk about the killing. But digital rights advocates say preventing content being uploaded online will have a direct impact on freedom of speech. Brett Sullivan is from Access Now. He advocates for the digital rights of internet users.
You know, all over the world, in democracies and in closed countries, there is an attempt by citizens to use platforms to be able to convey content. And I think, as a general rule, social media and tech platforms have been a real boon for freedom of expression, a real opportunity in often closed environments to be able to convey content, to question governments, to put forward political agendas, etc. And so it's absolutely essential that that pipeline remains open. The problem, of course, that we have here is that we're also seeing extraordinarily hateful content, content that creates and incites violence.
Should companies like this be working more with law enforcement officers to make sure that this content can't get so quickly disseminated?
I think that law enforcement, you know, it really depends upon the state. Like, if you look, obviously, if you look in Australia, operating within a democracy and so on, so law enforcement is the place which you would go to in order to ensure public safety, etc. In many countries, the government is also part of the problem, and so your content that gets uploaded might be very violent, but it might also be reflective of state violence.
In a statement to The World Today, Facebook says they're working around the clock to remove violating content. They will also remove all edited versions of the video that do not show graphic content.
Sarah White reporting.